Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to Set for Life. My name is Jawanza. This is a very, very special edition of Set for Life. I am just so happy that you've taken time out of your day to tune in and listen. I put the advertisement out there that a special guest is going to be with us today. You know, as we're approaching the holidays, there's going to be a lot of people getting together, a lot of families coming together, breaking bread, a lot of socializing going on, and there's going to be a lot of people coming together around food during the holidays, and I've got a special food and the effects of food on our body, and this brother is a very, very dynamic brother. He has a dynamic story. He actually has cured his mother of cancer using a proper diet, using herbs, just went and did the research and found out the effects of what good eating, proper eating, can do as it relates to the healing process. Little of us know and place enough importance on the role that food plays in our total well-being. You can go to the doctor and he'll tell you, for example, to cut back on fried foods. You know, instead of frying your chicken, bake your chicken. Well, he doesn't tell you the effects of the chicken. Well, my special guest today is going to go over all of that. We're talking about a lot today. We're going to be talking about the emotions, the harboring unresolved issues and the effects that that has on the body. My special guest today is Brother Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. He's a master healer. Again, as I mentioned, he's cured countless people. He's cured his mother of cancer. He's cured other people from diseases ranging from high blood pressure to diabetes to arthritis to you name it. And he's my special guest today, brother. Welcome to Set for Life. Thank you for being my guest today, Brother Coy.
Thank you for having me, and good evening to your audience. Good to be with you today.
Thank you, my brother. It's a pleasure to have you. Again, I want to thank you for being my guest today. It's an honor every time I get an opportunity to speak with you, you know, around a very, very important topic, and that's our health, our well-being. And we're talking about, as we move into the holidays, the importance of eating right, you know, being mindful of what goes in your mouth and the effects of what everything that goes in your mouth has some sort of an effect on your body, be it good or be it bad. And even as we talk about moving into the holidays, they're going to be For a lot of people, the holidays are a very emotional time. I mean, because people are coming together again with family. Some people, family members are here this year that or are not here this year that were present at the table last year. It can be a very emotional time for a lot of people, a lot of grieving even. But if you could talk about, Brother Coy, just during this time, the need for people to be mindful of what they eat and during this process to be able to release some of the emotions, because if not, it can have a harmful effect on the body.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. yes, I would like to start by saying probably your emotions are probably in your spiritual life has a lot to do with your wellness and your ability to fight off any diseases that might be trying to overtake you. So it's important, first of all, to have a clear state of mind. If you have a situation where you are harboring some kind of unresolved issue or something that's a loss of someone that you haven't gotten over or something like that, it's important that you be able to kind of get in a place where you can resolve that with yourself. I mean, we all got to go that way. If it's in the case of a person that's not here, that was here last year, we all have to go that way, and we have to just, I know sometimes it may not be easy to do, but we have to get to a place to where we get over that, and sometimes it just takes time. And
right.
If you find yourself in that situation, don't try to pick up a bad habit like smoking or drinking or overeating to compensate for that. I would suggest that you maybe at this time of the year maybe take up even going to the gym or getting around positive people or people that have gone through what you've gone through and they can help you understand how to deal with it,
mm-hmm.
would be a better way to try to get over that instead of drowning it in alcohol or cigarettes or whatever drugs or whatever way you go. Just get around people that can kind of help you through it and in terms of a loss. But say you had a marriage and you're breaking up in a divorce, or you're not able to see your kids or whatever.
Right.
That's another way to get caught up in the same kind of downward behavior in terms of your body by trying to bury it or doing things that are not the best for you in terms of diet or drinking or smoking or whatever. Mm-hmm. Those things will not correct the problem. They will only make it worse. So I would suggest that first thing you want to do is commit to maybe it's a good time to go on a fast, do a juice fast, and get yourself a good juicer that can do green leafy vegetables and let it, you know, juice and drink if you have this spare time instead of going out getting drunk. Just take your time and juice your green leafy vegetables every day and juice and drink as much as you can every day. That will build your immune system and clear your emotions and keep you from harboring things so much by letting it go. The fast will absolutely let it go, and you will be able to find that you'll feel better and you'll have more energy and you will feel more like doing positive things if you can do things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That is something you can do in any case, and whether you're losing, getting over a loved one, or whether or not you have just lost a loved one, or, mm-hmm. or whatever the case may be, you'll find that fasting is a good way to strengthen your body and strengthen your mind in a way that will assist you in not going into a diseased behavior that might cause you to get worse. But, yes, I would say that most disease originally start as an emotional imbalance, and you can't get over it because we don't know how or we don't take the time to, and we find that it begin to make us sick. So instead of letting that happen, just change up. Fast is you may feel like it's a drastic way to do it, but you'll find that it will help you clear your mind and clear your body so that you will build your immune system to a point to where you can overcome the condition that you find yourself in. So, yes, I would first recommend fasting if you can. If you can't fast, at least try to eat better, maybe eating raw for a while, or try to change your diet. Don't eat the things you've been eating, and just change up what you've been eating, and maybe get into exercising or doing something to move the body or to activate the body so you can, again, build your immune system through all the ways that we do in breathing and exercise and eating right, juicing, all of those things you can still do. If you don't feel like fasting, do as much of the good things that you know to do as you can,
right.
And you'll find that that will assist you in building up the defenses to be get through the condition that you find yourself in. So those would be my suggestions to anyone that's facing that kind of issue this holiday. Do the best you can and in terms of eating right, and if you can, do some exercising and, you know, learn to get into the fasting. I say fasting because it's when you fast, you should be praying. You should be looking for a greater person than you to get you out of where you are, and fasting is a good way to do that. So that's how I would kind of approach that condition.
You know, I'd like to talk about fasting a bit further, but I want to say hi to a special person. My grandmother is listening, Grace Moore, Big Mama. She's 91 years old, and she's tuned in.
Hi, and, Grandma.
Yes, we were telling her about the show and telling her about you, and definitely wanted her to hear you. She's in excellent, excellent shape. You know,
oh, yeah.
You'd be surprised. Oh, my God. Big Mama looks 30 years younger than what she is, and I'm just so happy that she's tuned in. I would love for her to hear your testimony, Corey, and a lot of other people as well. What got you started on this path? I mean, it's a path of giving. You give of yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's a constant path of service and sacrifice.
Yeah.
What got you started on the road to here?
It is a sacrifice, because dealing with us ain't easy sometimes. But
I know, that's right.
But what really got me moved from this, I had just completed my education, gone through engineering school, law school, all of that, and I still didn't really know what I wanted to do. So after I got out of law school, I went home just to kind of relax and take care of myself. And my mother, as soon as I got there, she said, "You got to take me to the hospital tomorrow. I just left the doctor. He told me that I need to go to Duke University as soon as possible." And I said, "Well, what's wrong?" She said, "Well, I got this itching and burning, and I'm just not comfortable with myself, and I don't know quite what to do." So the next day, my father and I took her to Duke University Hospital. We stayed there all day, and at the end of the day, they came out and told us that she had colon cancer, I have liver cancer, and breast cancer.
Oh my God.
And I say, "Well, how can she have all that? I mean, I thought she was going to the doctor and taking care of herself a little bit."
Mm-hmm.
But they say, "Well, no, we're going to keep her and see what we can do to help her," because they thought then that it was too far gone.
Mm-hmm.
But after about a month, she came to me and said that they told her that she either take chemotherapy or she would have to go, because hospitals can't keep you all the time and they don't feel like doing what's necessary to correct the condition. So they do what they do. And chemotherapy, I don't like it. I never did. And I said, she said, "Well, if it was up to you, if this was you, what would you do?" And I say, "Well, I would just go home and just prepare to meet my maker and go with that." So she's a soldier, so she took my advice and went home. And during that time, I looked around, and my aunts and uncles and all the people that I know, they were going the same way. They were going through this disease process. It seemed like we would live a while, and then we would go into the disease process, and then we would die. I said, "Something wrong with this picture." And I felt obligated to go and find and look and see what I could find out about what could be done about it.
Right.
So I learned about herbs. I came across this company called Nature Sunshine. They had the herbs and the education to tell you how to use them and how to fix the body.
Right.
And I learned as much as I could about that, and my mother, and with my mother, and we learned that we needed to fast, we needed to stop eating certain things, and we needed to, you know, move around or whatever you do, the body needed. We learned how to do all of that. The most important thing, I think, though, was the fasting. And I don't think my mother had ever fasted up until that time. And I fasted with her. And while I was there, I did her juicing while I was there. I wasn't there that long. But when she came home, I was there with her about the first 2 or 3 weeks. I went out and got her some real raw honey that was just out of the beehive, and I went and got some, green leafy vegetables and fixed her food as best I knew how to fix it at the time, because I'm just new to this. And we fasted, we prayed, and all of those things that with the help of God, we came through with after about 2 or 3 months after she got out of the hospital, she had to go back and get a checkup. And in fact, she was going back to get regular checkups. They told her that she can go home. There's nothing else they could do for her. So I was shocked and surprised and didn't understand really totally what we had done at the time. But I kept studying. I kept looking. I kept learning about the body and how it works. And at the end of it, I found that stopping. Well, I'm from North Carolina. We lived on a farm. We raised our own food, but a lot of the food that we raised was pork, and pork is full of parasites. So we had to cut her off of that. And she was a willing student, and that helped a lot. And after about 6 months, she was the doctor told her to go home and to keep doing what you've been doing. So she lived 10 years after that, and I was thankful. I was thankful for the extra 10 years. It was like, give me this story in the Bible where you give me 15 more years. God gave her 10 more years, and to this day, I'm thankful.
Wow, that's a very moving testimony, brother. I mean, because for you, again, with your first patient being your mother, someone that you loved, and seeing the herbs and the process, work, actually work, going from the doctors telling her to take chemo or get out of the hospital to them saying, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it, and then giving her a clean bill of health. I mean, for you, just to see the herbs work, I mean, and because it took faith just to even try the herbs. I mean, it took faith to even take her off of pork and all of the other things and try a new way, you know, but to actually see your faith rewarded by the constant improvement of your mother's health, someone you love, that had to draw you closer to God.
But God will always honor faith. And that's one thing I learned out of the situation. At the end of it, I was so enamored with what was going on. I had opened up a store called Yours Naturally at the time. And I had offered my services in terms of learning how to use the herbs, learning, telling people that they need to do this and do that, and stop eating this and stop eating that. And it was just, that was my calling, I suppose. And I've been doing it ever since. Yeah.
That's got to be something. Everybody, my special guest is Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call at 347-324-5727. That's 347-324-5727. Now, that again, with a testimony like that, and again, seeing the recovery in your mom, seemed like everybody in your family would be running to you, like, Coy, how do I get rid of this? How do I get rid of that?
Well, for the most part, they have. They've kind of come along. It wasn't easy, but they see what happens, and I've been trying to give them what they need. The ones that are willing to listen, I will give them the stuff if they can't pay for it, and they see the difference. So that, yes, it has made a difference in their lives, the lives of my brothers and sisters, and anyone else that I can convince to do the things that they need to heal the body.
If you could talk about just the need to be consistent even with this, because a lot of times by the time people come to the point where they're talking about using herbs, that's often a last resort. That's not
You're
the
right.
first thing they do. The first thing they want to go to see what the doctor says, and this is oftentimes after the doctor has told them that they're going to die, you know, that they come to the whole herb thing, and then expect quick results.
Unfortunately, that's true, and they know the truth. They know the truth. But because the doctor didn't say it, they don't accept the truth, and it's sometimes a journey to get them to that place to where they will say, well, yes, maybe I should try this or do this. But some people will do it right off the bat because they know. But some, because they are so entrenched in what they eat and how they live, they feel like if they changed anything about how they live, that they're going to die. But I tell them that if you don't change something about how you live, you're going to die. And that seems to get the message across, and that at least brings them into an arena to where they're willing to make a change. And that's the first thing. You gotta accept the fact that whatever you've been doing is not working, and you got to accept the fact that you need to make a change. And that's where I try to take people, and I try to help them through that process.
Well, so really it boils down to it. This really truly is a matter of life and death. It's no in between. Either what you put in your mouth is going to help promote healthy life, or it's going to take away from your life. It's a matter of life and death.
Well, there's a tree of life and there's a tree of death. And if you learn to the tree of life, you'll be fine. But most of us and the world, the worldly pleasures pulls you to the tree of death. And if you don't have the strength or the training or the understanding or the education to know that this is not working, you will never get to the tree of life. But if you can get the people to understand that there is a tree of life and there is a tree of death, and they can make the decision to live from the tree of life, then you're in pretty good shape, and probably you will overcome any condition that you got.
You know, just to be able to have the power to choose, you know, is such a gift, to just have the power to choose from the tree of life or the tree of death. And once having made that choice to say, I'm going to eat from the tree of life, it's going to take discipline. It's going to take surrounding yourself with people who are going to support that decision.
Yeah.
And it's going to take some willpower. It's going to take some sacrifice. It's going to take some saying no to some things that your taste buds want you to say yes to. You know, it's going to take some denial, self-denial, when it comes to doing things differently. And if
that's
you can just
not
talk about,
easy to do, because most people will pull you down the tree of death, mm-hmm. and you have to be strong and have a lot of discipline to say no. I'm not going that way. You got to know yourself. You got to mm-hmm. know what you are dealing with. You got to know what you're going through. You got to know that what you have learned will work for you,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
that's not easy to do sometimes. And we wind up, we go to the doctor and out of fear, they tell us, well, you got diabetes or you got cancer, you got no matter what you call it, you got a disease.
Right.
We operate out of fear, and we don't understand that what the doctors say is not always true. It's not
mm-hmm.
even true most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And most doctors die before their patients. So
ain't
you
that
have
so.
To understand that you have to realize who you're listening to, and to understand that what they're saying is not always true, and then learn the right way to go, and you'll be fine.
Wow, brother, I'm really, really enjoying this conversation, because it's motivating to know that we have, and inspiring to know that we can choose. We can actually choose life, or we can choose death. And if you could talk about just the importance of, even as we get older, the importance of doing things that are going to help support and enhance our immune system, because as we get older, we're going to have to take some steps.
Yeah.
To help enhance our health. We're going to have to fast, like you say. We might have to take herbs, whereas maybe in your 20s you never even thought about that. You might have to, do some things that you didn't have to do when you were younger. Could you talk about the exercise, for example, just the need to do other things as you get older, so that as we age, we can age gracefully and actually maybe turn around and find and discover the fountain of youth and reverse that cycle?
Well, the sad thing about it is that most of us don't get there until we are too old or too late or too whatever. We don't realize that we have this choice. When you're 20, you're a super person. You can do whatever you want to do any way you want to do it, turn flips and all that, and you don't think that you will ever get to a place to where, you have to make that choice. But the sooner you can get to a place to where you realize that you are what you eat, or you have to learn how to take care of your body, and your body requires this, that, and other. The sooner you get to that point, the better off you'll be. The problem is most of us don't get to that point until it's too late. And it's not that it's too late that you're going to die right away, but you've already got a disease or something or a habit or a condition that you can't overcome, or it's going to be difficult to overcome. Like fasting is a way to strengthen your will and your power so that you can overcome these things. But the fact is you got it, and you're always going to have it as long as you live, so you have to work with it in a way that once you get it, you have to work with it in a way that you can never go back. And oftentimes we fall back, or we get in a position to where we are really not we go to a place to where we heal, or we feel like we are healed, and then mm-hmm. we go back to doing what we were doing before we got sick. And then
mm-hmm.
that's even worse, and that is the hardest thing to overcome. So once you understand, you have to realize that you can't go back. If you have the disease and you can't go back once you get yourself better, once you realize that, you're okay. But oftentimes you will feel so good, you will feel better than you felt in your life, and you feel like you can do anything again, so your pride takes over, and again, you drop back into it, and all of those things will come back on you, and it's twice as hard, at least twice as hard, to get out of it again. So, yeah, we have to understand right from wrong, and we have to be able to discern that there are certain things we can't do, and we have to stay on that path once we get it. So the earlier, the younger you can understand that, the better off you'll be, and the more power you will have to have a successful, healthy, long life. But if you're going to go in and go out and then go back to doing it again, it's going to be a problem for you. So you have to gauge yourself and understand yourself and know yourself
mm-hmm.
so that you don't fall back into the thing that got you in the first place got you sick in the first place. So yes, then that's life. Life is a challenge always, but you have to choose. The earlier you make that choice between life and death, the better off you'll be.
Now, for someone like, let's say, Big Mama, who's listening, who's 91 years old, in relatively good health. Now, I mean, she's not suffering from arthritis. She's not suffering from diabetes. She's not suffering from any of those things that, you know, commonly affect people as they get older. Now, what can she do? Because we want her to live forever, okay?
Yeah,
so what can we do to ensure, at her age, what herbs or what program or, you know, can we, because I don't know if there are certain herbs that are age-specific that are, you know, better for you as you age.
Well, or that name is sick. I think you've done quite well. You can pat yourself on the back a little bit, and I'm quite certain she could probably tell me more than I can tell her. But all she has to do is just basically keep doing what she's doing. I mean, unless she's doing something that's totally detrimental to her body, and if that was the case, she'd been dead long ago. Whatever she's doing is probably doing her justice, and she has just have to stay with it. But I would say, you know, if she can do some juicing, get as much raw, green, leafy vegetables in her as she can, that would be the best thing for her to do. And, you know, eliminate the things that we know that's not good, like any bad habits, drinking, smoking, that kind
of
stuff.
None of that. She don't do none of that.
Right. Well, that's why she's where she is, and she'll be fine.
Oh, now, she did, I just told she, shingles is something. If you could address shingles, I think Big Mama's dealing with a little shingles.
Well, she probably got that from going to a doctor, because they give her these antibiotics, and that's what they bring on. But shingles, the high milligram vitamin C, I'm a firm believer in that most people tell you you need to take less than 1,000 milligrams a day, and I'm telling people they need to take at least 20,000 milligrams a day. And the vitamin C itself will help any inflammation in the body, keep the inflammation down, and that's what shingles is inflammation in the body. And you can do the shea butter or something externally to keep the skin moist and supple so that it breathes properly. And another product, lysine, is excellent for shingles. Take that. It'll keep the occurrences from coming back so frequently. Mm-hmm. So the vitamin C, the lysine, and externally the shea butter, and clean the blood and clean the bowel, keep the bowel clean. You can handle or keep that shingles under control. But most shingles come from inoculations or vaccinations.
And, really?
Yeah. And once they put it in you, it's pretty hard to contain. So you have to just work with it and keep your immune system up so that it don't flare up as often.
You know, it's so amazing how we, again, as you mentioned that you could have gotten it from an inoculation.
Right.
You know, how we go to these doctors so trusting.
Yeah.
You know, they telling you, even down to the flu shot. Matter of fact, people are probably going to be getting prepared to take the flu shot. Are you a proponent of the flu shot, Corey?
No, I'm not a proponent of none of that. No,
I'm
the wrong one to ask on that. Now, if you feel like you have to have it, I wouldn't stand in your way. But
right.
I'm telling you, if you do the vitamin C, know how to build your immune system up, you don't need any of that, and that includes children.
Brother, can you please give a number for people? Because I know there are people out there listening that say, I got to get in contact with this brother. How can they reach you?
I'm at 202-562-0041. I'm on the web at Secrets of Nature Health. That's secrets.net. Or you can come by 3923 South Capitol Street, Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20032. Call me on the phone. Hit me up on the email, son1104@netzero.net. I try to make myself available any way I can for people that don't like to call or don't have money to call or whatever. But you can call me if you don't have a long-distance, toll-free long-distance. You can call me, collect, and I'll talk with you, and I'll give you my toll-free number and see if that'll work for you and go through the process.
So there's no way that anybody that's listening to this show has any excuse for not being healed. Now, here's a brother who's saying, I'll talk to you. You can call me Collect. I'll give you a toll-free number. God has made it easy to get
healed. Well, the people right now is in a sad situation, and it's going to be tough for the next 4 or 5 years. We got a hard road ahead of us to get through, and we're going to need all the help we can get. But the most important thing is that we got to start helping each other. Mm-hmm. And if we can't do that, we're lost.
Absolutely. And, brother, you've been helping people for so long. I mean, again, just to thank you publicly, again, for all of your years that you've rendered to our community. Because, again, like we mentioned, I know we can be a hard-headed, stiff-necked people.
Yeah,
and sometimes trying to get people to do something different, especially when it comes to them letting go of something that they love, like certain foods and, you know, saying that you have a choice to make. If you want to get well, you're going to have to stop eating that. And some people have said, well, that's a choice. If I've got to give up pork to get well, then I guess I just won't get well. You got some people who said, if I got to give up meat to get well, then I guess I just won't get well.
Yeah.
Again, here we are, moving into the holidays. There are going to be people that are going to be eating a lot of turkey, a lot of ham. If you could talk about meat. And just, I don't think that, I know you're not a proponent of meat eating, but if you could talk about just the effects that meat has on the body.
Well, when you talk about high blood pressure, diabetes, all those things, a lot of that comes from meat. Your body just can't process it, and it clogs up your pancreas, it clogs up your arteries, and it does all of those things. It's a parasite on top of that. So, if you feel like you have to eat meat, try to eat clean meat, like fresh water fish, deep water fish, or whatever you want to call it. Don't eat the scavengers, the things that we love, like shrimp and clams and all those things. Try to stay away from those. Those are scavengers. If you're going to eat a fish, try to eat the deep water fish, like salmon. Salmon is probably one of the best meat substitutes because it has so high in essential fats.
Mm-hmm.
But even so, you have to, when you eat the meat, the salmon, you have to make sure it's from good, clean water. And unless they can tell you where it comes from and how clean it is, you probably want to stay away from that too. That's why I don't like to deal with meat, because we used to raise our own meat, but now we buy the cheapest meat we can find and we eat as much of it as we can, and that's not a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to eat chicken, be mindful of the same thing. The chickens now are grown with these hormones, and they put the hormones in them so that they grow in what it should take about 6 weeks. They do in 2 weeks, and you got this big blown up piece of chemical that's full of hormones and all the antibiotics and all the other stuff they give them to keep them and get them to our market. And you got to eat that along with your vegetables or whatever. So I'm not a proponent of eating a lot of chicken, because chicken, again, is a scavenger.
Mm-hmm.
And turkey, I guess, would be the second best meat to eat if you're going to eat it. Try to get one that's farm-raised, or even if you do the chicken, try to get the farm-raised that's chemical-free and all of that. And oftentimes, it's not available where most of us are. So unless you're raising your own turkey or your own chicken, be careful. And you can eat pork is out, period. I wouldn't eat any pork, anybody's pork, ham or anything like that. You just stay away from the pork, because that is a parasite. And if you eat it, you're eating a parasite, and that parasite will get in you, and you will find that it will lead to different diseases that we have that's not good for the body. And then the only way you get high cholesterol or clogged arteries is from eating animal fat or animal meat. That's where it comes from.
That's so interesting, Brother Quill. That's the only way that you can get it. So, because people who are hearing this might be suffering from clogged arteries,
right?
And
most of us are. The heart disease is still the number one killer.
So when you
eat that,
everybody is Brother Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. Please give this brother a call if you or you know of anybody that is suffering from anything Okay, there's nothing wrong with getting a second opinion. I don't care what the doctor says, because the doctor, he has a motive. He's trying to get paid. And whether you live or whether you die, he's going to get paid anyway.
That's right. He could care less.
He can give you something and prescribe something to you that can put you in the grave, but he's going to get paid as though he did it right. So there's nothing wrong with getting a second opinion, and you have nothing to lose but your life. So please, give this brother Coy Dunstan a call at 202-562-0041. That's 202-562-0041. If you'd like to talk to us right now, call us up. In the studio, our number is 347-324-5727. That's 347-324-5727.
But we know that what the doctor give you is nothing but a drug or a chemical, and it's not going to do what you think it's doing. If you feel better after you go to the doctor, it's all in your mind. But he's not giving you, unless you have a holistic doctor that deals with herbs and vitamins and stuff like that, whatever he's giving you is not going to do what you think it's going to do. So you have to know that and understand and be able to question him or explore possibilities of what these things do. You hear a commercial on TV about a drug. Half of it is side effects.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to know that these things are not doing what you think they're supposed to do. So they're just getting you deeper into the condition that you're in for self-gain, basically.
You know what's interesting about what you just said is that I just recently saw a commercial where the side effects were so dangerous, I thought to myself, it'd take a lot of nerve just for them to put the commercial out there advertising this thing.
If I did that, they'd lock me up. I couldn't get away with it. But because they say they're a doctor or they've gone through some school sponsored by the pharmaceutical industry, they can get away with it.
Well, Brother Coy, if you could please talk about the just even not just being mindful of what goes in our mouths, but certain things that you mentioned are caused by our emotions and carrying certain things. We got to be careful about even what goes in our ears. We got to be careful of who we listen to. We got to be careful of the messages that we're receiving, you know, via our friends, the energy behind their words. I mean, you know, gossip and, you know, negative talking. Can you talk about the effects of that?
Well, you always, I say you should always consider the source. But I tell you, you have to be able to go and research and learn that what I'm saying has some validity. Or if your doctor tells you something, you have to be able to research and look and see if what he's saying has some validity. Always consider the source, because most people operate out of their own self-interest. So if my interest is keeping you sick, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do my best to keep you sick and tell you what to do to keep you sick. But if to get out of that, you have to consider the source and look and see exactly what they're saying, first of all, and make a determination about which way you want to go. You have to be proactive in terms of looking out for yourself. So, everything starts with a thought. So I can impress in your mind, if you listen to me, I can impress in your mind that you're going to die if I say that if you don't do this and this and this, I can say you're going to die, or I say you're going to die next week or whatever, if that's what I think. I'll tell you that, and that's going to make you come back and do what I tell you to do. So don't operate out of fear, number one. Make sure you get the facts in terms of what's going on and be clear about what the facts are, and talk to someone that can help you understand the facts if you have a problem with that. But, yeah, you have to be proactive. You have to know who you are listening to and why are they saying what they are saying.
That's right.
In order to get through the process of looking out for yourself. That's just being a human being and looking out for yourself. Don't let anybody lead you into the oven and turn and bake you. You have to know that why are you telling me to take this stuff if you know it's no good? And you should be willing to confront the person with that, so that if they can't give you the answer that you want, you got to have enough sense to move on to the next one. It's okay to find another doctor or talk to another doctor, but you have to. If you feel like they're doing this just because they want to give you a drug and get the money for the drug, or because they want to have more patients or whatever, then you have to be able to make that decision. But most of us are so clogged in the brain, and we've clogged up our brain so much until we can't hear the truth. So if we, and if we do hear it, we operate out of fear trying to do the truth, and we wind up dying anyway. So you got to have some sense that just because a doctor say you're going to die, what the commercials say, you don't have any expiration date on the heel or whatever. So what they say don't really mean anything. You have to be willing to give your body a chance to heal and to go through the process of making that happen before you commit your life to someone that has not convinced you that what they're saying is actually true.
You know, again, so many people are suffering from untold diseases that are just so unnecessary, especially when you think about the what it takes to prevent certain things just by eating right. But, you know, like you've often said, our palates are so trained to eating a particular way that even just the change in now having to acquire a taste for something new, you know, can be a challenge when, you know, it's just so easy to go to the refrigerator or, you know, get something that you've always been used to getting, but to just acquire a new taste for something different that is going to can save your life. You know, and that's, it's so interesting that people still make the choice when it's a life changing or life what's the word I'm looking for here? It's a life decision. You know, this is a life decision, but still people will make the choice that, okay, well, I just heard that meat is not the best thing for me to eat. I just heard that maybe dairy and, you know, all the all the different dairy products cause this. I just heard that meat is the highest contributor to heart disease. But still go have.
Yeah, all the time they're going to the refrigerator, taking those things out, fixing them, not even realizing that what they hear and they can't bring together what they hear and what they're doing. They can't seem to conform the two. So they keep doing what they've been doing, knowing that there's another way.
And again, if you are listening to this broadcast, then, and if you are suffering from anything, from high blood pressure to shingles to gout to, you know, arthritis, diabetes, you know, sexual diseases, herpes, whatever, HPV, whatever the case is, AIDS, it's no accident that you're actually hearing this broadcast.
Yeah.
You know, I don't believe in accidents. You know, I believe that you come across this information either for yourself or for somebody that you know. There's a cure for cancer. It's been done many, many times. There's a cure for high blood pressure and, you know, arthritis. What is how long does it take? 6 months for arthritis? 3 months, Corey, to be arthritis and diabetes?
To get rid of it?
Yeah.
Oh, if you do the right thing, you can do that in 2 or 3 weeks.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Now, there are people
who do it long enough for the body to heal. It'll take the body about 90 days to completely heal. But in 2 or 3 weeks, you can actually get rid of most of the side effects of diabetes, arthritis, cancer. And no matter what you call it, they just put a name on it. But it all comes from the same thing. We're just not doing what we're supposed to do.
Now, I'm sure that should encourage somebody to hear the information that you just heard, that in 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, you can start seeing a change in your status and as the healing process begins. But as Brother Coy said, and if you can elaborate a bit further, you got to give it time, people. You've got to give it time. If you've been eating bad now and your body has gotten to the point where it has broken down to a point or state where now the doctors are saying you have moved from a non-diabetic state to a diabetic state, you now have diabetes. That didn't happen in 2 weeks. That didn't happen in 3 weeks. It didn't happen in 6 months. It didn't happen in a year. You've got to give the program, whatever program you're on, an opportunity to work. And like Brother Corey said, sometimes people, they just don't give it enough time.
Right. And the problem is we don't really understand how the body works. But and oftentimes when you begin to heal, you will get worse sometimes. And that is called the healing crisis. Your body is just throwing off all the disease that you got in it, and particularly if you're fasting and cleansing, the first 2 or 3 days, you think you might gonna die, but you got to keep doing what you're doing, and you got to keep going, get through the process of healing or beginning the healing process, and you'll be fine. So 2 or 3 days at the most, you should be feeling like a whole nother person if you go through it, take it on and do it. Religiously or spiritually or whatever, if you do that, the first 2 or 3 days can be kind of uncomfortable, but that too shall pass.
You know, Brother Quinn, there might be somebody listening that says, okay, he's talking about fasting. I want to fast. I'm ready. I'm at that point. You know, I'm at the point, you know, the doctors told me this. I'm tired of taking these high blood pressure medication. I'm tired of taking all of these pills every morning, then another again at night. I'm tired. I'm ready to do something. I'm ready for the change. I want to fast. If that's the first thing, what do I do? How do I fast? What do I do?
If you have high blood pressure or if you're already into the disease process, I would suggest that you're going to tell your doctor you're going to do this. And it's something you decide. It's not something you let him decide, because he'll tell you you can't do it. Mm-hmm. But if you decide to do this, then you have to do this and learn how to do it in a way that you can reduce the amount of discomfort that it's going to cost you. So if you're into the disease process, then first of all, then just stop doing all the things you know you shouldn't do, the smoking, the drinking, the whatever you're doing. Just stop doing those things and start eating more raw food. Start the cleansing process. Get some herbs and vitamins to take for a while. Get yourself a juicer, a good juicer that will juice green leafy vegetables. Start juicing. And maybe do that for 2 or 3 weeks, and just to get your body strong enough to begin to heal and reduce your amount of medication as you go. Monitor yourself and make sure you're not going off track. Mm-hmm. And get the herbs that you need to control the condition that you got. And just keep working with it and keep working with it until you feel strong enough to fast. And then when you get to the before you fast, like do just a week on just raw green leafy vegetables and juicing and mm-hmm. raw foods, just do that for about a week. And after a week, just start to go into the fast, and you can, there's a lot of herbal supplements. There's a healing fast, actually a healing fast you can go through where you are taking about 5 or 6 different supplements every hour and a half. You're going to take them, and you're going to do the enemas, and you're going to as long as you decide to do it, you set how long you want to do this. I would suggest about 14 days to, if you really want to heal yourself, give your body 14 days on these supplements and eating the raw foods. Mm-hmm. If you got to eat or do the juicing, I prefer. And then after that 14 days, do about a week on just the water, just to let your body, just to know that your body's got the energy and you can live without food and you can do this and you can do that. You should have your confidence up.
Okay.
So about 21 days it'll take you to go through this process in addition to preparing. And then you got to bring your body back take about 7 days to bring your body back. So all together, about 30 days, you can do a pretty good job of being completely healed of anything that you have.
Wow. That should encourage a lot of people. That should really, really encourage a lot of people. There's hope. You know, whatever the doctor's diagnosis is, it does not have to be a death sentence, you know. And oftentimes people, when they go to the doctor and get a bad report, immediately worry starts. They start worrying.
You operate out of fear, and that'll kill you.
I got cancer. The doctor said I got, you know, whatever. Could you talk about worry and just the effect of even that emotion of worry? Because there are a lot of people that, you know, they get bad news and they immediately just naturally go into a worry state. But there's going to be some sort of negative effect of just worrying. Could you talk about worry?
Well, you worry when you don't know. And my best advice is to know. You gotta study. You gotta learn yourself. You gotta learn what your body needs and what your body need to go through and what it's gonna take and how you're gonna get there. You have to, in your mind, give yourself a plan about how you're gonna get through this that you're going through. And when you've been told that you have cancer or prostate cancer or diabetes or whatever it is, whatever they tell you you got, the first thing I would do is say, okay, well, I got it. Now, what do I need to do about it? Do I need to do what the doctors say do, or do I need to do what I know to do?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know what to do, that's when you worry. So you first got to know. And if you don't know, then do what the doctor tell you to do. But if you want to really take care of yourself and heal your own body, take the time to learn how to do that. The fasting is things that we've been talking about, the fasting and the supplements you need to take while you fast. And I can provide that to anyone that needs it. They can call me or come by or whatever. And you need to do that, get your body strong enough to do that and get through the process. But once you know, it cuts out the worry, and you don't have to wonder whether or not what you're doing is going to make a difference. You just do it because you know. If you don't know, then that's when you're operating out of fear or uncertainty, and that's the quickest way you will die.
Brother Coy, we've got a few moments left. If you could talk about just faith without works is dead, because there's a lot of people out here that just according to their faith believe that, well, all I have to do is either pray over my food, or if I come down with something, all I have to do is just pray and ask God to heal me. And many of these people oftentimes might continue eating the same things that, or worrying or doing the same things that actually got them in the condition where they actually are feeling the need to pray for healing. If you could talk about just faith without works is dead, that how even as you are exercising your faith for this divine miracle of healing, that there are some things that you have to do to help God out a little bit.
Well, in terms of faith, you got to have faith, yes. And you gotta exercise your faith, because when you don't know, that's the only thing you have is faith. So when you exercise your faith, that means you have prayed, and people are praying for you and with you, and prayer will do wonders even if you don't believe. Someone else can pray for you, and that can make a difference. So just being in an environment that people look out for each other and pray with each other and give each other the encouragement and the strength they need to know is a good environment to be in. It's difficult to do that if you're not in a church or in some kind of spiritual group that will provide you with that. But it is important that you have people around you to support you in your faith. But faith alone can do wonders if you are willing to learn. You know, if you take the time to know the right thing to do, then you exercise your faith.
Right.
You know, you can ask God, "What should I do?" God will give you the answer if you listen, and you can go into a place to where you can gain all the strength and all the power that you need to do it if you're that kind of a person. But most of us need support. We need someone to say, yes, you can do this, and we're going to pray with you. We're going to pray for you. We're going to stay with you and look out for you. That we all need that. Some people need it more than others. But faith is important, because even with the support, if you don't have the faith, you can feel better one day, but it can come right back on you if you don't learn to do and follow your faith. And so faith is important in terms of being able to completely heal or to completely get through the process that you're going through, even though sometimes you may not understand all the things that's going to happen or all the things that you can expect. You got to have the faith to know that it's going to be all right, and you can do this, and it's easier when you have a support group around you to help you. So I would suggest that anyone that is going through any kind of condition or disease or sickness or terminal illness, find a group or find someone to pray with, someone to pray for you, and build your faith in terms of believing that what you are doing and what people are doing with you is the right thing to do, and that you will be okay.
You know, it's just amazing, again, how easy God has made it and put things in our environment to, you know, help heal us of the, you know, the many ailments that befall us. And, you know, there are people down here that have, on earth, when I say down here, that have dreams and goals of, you know, ambitions of achieving certain things in life, but now because of some illness, they can't pursue their dreams or live the quality of life that they want to live because, you know, they're sick. You know, they can't live the quality of life. They can't go and do the things that they want to do because they're ill, you know. And, you know, it's so sad because everything can be turned around. I don't care at what point you are in your dis-ease, it can be turned around if you do what's necessary. Now, you've tried what the doctors have told you, and it hasn't worked. Okay, this is for somebody out there today. You've tried what the doctors have told you, and it hasn't worked. There is another way. There is an answer. Again, I always say that if there's a disease out here that there's no cure for, then the devil is greater than God.
Your wealth is your health. And without your health, there is no wealth. I don't care how much money you got. If you can't get up and go use it or do what you want to do with it, you might as well give it away. So, yes, your health is your wealth, and without it, there's nothing. So you got to learn how to do the right thing in terms of your health so that you can enjoy the things that you build or gain or achieve in your life. I mean, you can achieve everything you want up until 50 and get a heart attack, and you can be gone or either invalid for another 20 years. So that's not what the design for life is. So you have to get common sense and learn sense on how, in terms of taking care of your body. Don't kill yourself trying to get rich and then die. After you get rich, that's not going to work. That's you got to let your body live, and you got to live in this world, and you got to have relationships, and you got to take care of yourself and learn how to take care of yourself so that you don't run into the problem of gaining all these things, a family or wealth or whatever you want to call it, and then have to leave them because you can't support them or can't do anything with them. So, yes, you want to live well into your 90s and hundreds now.
Exactly. You don't want to be a burden to your children. I mean, even as you move into your senior years, you know, to the point where now people are breaking down and in their 50s and younger, and, you know, people are becoming, you know, old quicker. You've got people like, for example, Big Mama, who's listening, is 91 years old. They can do a lot more than a lot of people that are there, you know, 40 years younger than her.
Correct. I mean, it's simple to do, but we don't take the time to learn that, you know, going to McDonald's every day is not going to work. We don't take the time to learn that we need to grow it and fix as much of our food on our own food as we can. We don't need to depend on anyone else to feed us, and we need to learn that we have to drink the water, we have to get the rest, and we have to learn how to treat people. All of those things are important in terms of your emotional state as well as your health, just in your general health in general. You have to be reasonable in terms of dealing with people and living with people. You don't want to go around making enemies or harboring offenses because someone talked about your brother 20 years ago and you still carrying it around. Those things will kill you.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, my special guest today has been Brother Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. Brother Coy, if you could give your contact information again for those of you, if you're suffering from anything, I don't care what it is, or you know somebody that's suffering from anything and you feel like they could benefit from this information, please contact this brother. I stand behind him. He has my seal of approval. You know, please, Brother Coy, would you please give your information?
I'm at Secrets of Nature. It's the name of my business, Secrets of Nature. It's at 3923 South Capitol Street, Southwest in Washington, D.C., 20032. You can hit me up on the web, secretsofnaturehealth.com. I'm sorry. Secrets, secretsofnaturehealth.net. You call me at 202-562-0041. I think that's all the ways you can catch me, but it's any way you can reach out to me, and I'll respond.
Brother Coy, it's been truly a pleasure and an honor, brother. Again, thank you for all of the many years that you have been healing people. As a result of healing people, you're helping to heal the planet, brother, and we thank you so much for just your labor of love. Again, your sacrifice, brother, your devotion to your mission, your mission here. And, brother, you've been doing the work, and you've been doing it well. And, again, thank you for, you know, everything, brother. I remember when I got hit by a car and jacked my knee up in three places, and the doctor told me to either have an operation, or that I wasn't going to walk again, walk right again. And I went and saw you and got the herbs that I needed, and was faithful and diligent in doing that and following your recommendations, brother. And I'm not only feel like Kunta Kinte, not only walking, I'm running.
Well, I appreciate you and what you do and getting the word out. I can't do it all myself, and it's all through God's grace that we can do what we do. And I'm thankful that He used me the way He does.
Well, brother, until the next time, everybody, that's Brother Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. If you got, again, I'm going to give the number again. If you got any questions about healing, if you've got any, ailments, or you know somebody who does, call this brother and watch the miracle happen. It's 202-562-0041. That's 202-562-0041. My name is Jawanza. You've been listening to Jawanza for Life. And again, thank you for taking the time to listen. You could have been doing anything, but you tuned in today. Until next week. All right, Brother Coy, peace and blessings. I'll talk to you soon, my brother.
Hello.
All right. Peace. Everybody, again, that was Brother Coy Dunstan. Awesome, awesome brother. Healed his mother of cancer, just changing her from her diet from a diet to a live it. Get it? From a diet to a live it. Okay? You got to be diligent with this thing. If you're going to do it, you got to be consistent. You got to be consistent. Whatever it is that you have, it can be gone within weeks. Whatever it is, within weeks. Get started. You want to know where to start? Call Coy, 202-562-0041. My name's Jawanza. Again, you're listening to Jawanza for Life. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow. My special guests tomorrow are going to be Lou Gossett Jr. That's right, Brother Lou Gossett Jr. is going to be my special guest, along with Sister Penny Gamble Williams. We're going to be talking about Thanksgiving. What really happened? We'll talk more about it tomorrow. Until then, be blessed. I love you too. Peace.